we want to make this weekend. Okay. We are talking about mindset shifts I highly encourage you to make. Okay. Positive mindset nutrition shifts. So listen up. First of all, last night in my own kitchen, I realized a line that I scribbled onto a notepad, and I think I, you know, wrote it quickly on Twitter or Threads, which is negative thoughts are natural. Negative thoughts are natural. Everyone thinks I'm the most positive person ever. And truth, like, yes, I am hardwired to be positive, but I also have very negative people in my family. So I don't think it's only a genetic thing. I think I work very hard on staying positive. And every time you meet a very positive person, they are likely working towards it. They're probably exercising, which might boost and has been widely shown to help boost your mental health, right? They're probably getting good sleep or prioritizing their sleep. They're probably eating healthy foods, healthy whole foods that's been associated with better mental health and lower rates of anxiety and depression and all these things, right? So it's probably that they're also working on their happiness. There are so many books on happiness, and I've read at least a dozen of them because I work towards my happiness. While everyone says I'm very happy and positive, it isn't something that necessarily is always natural. It's something that I work towards. So I have negative thoughts in my head constantly, self-sabotaging thoughts, negative thoughts, but I'm constantly reframing them. And I think that's really the point, is like we have to constantly be reframing our negative thoughts to steer us in a more positive and productive way of thinking that can be so much more beneficial to our overall lives. And especially when it comes to weight loss, positive mindset, positive weight loss. So I want to give you a couple of examples of positive mindset shifts you can take that will lead to better outcomes in your health and specifically your weight and your overall nutrition. Okay. So I wrote a few of these down because we were just talking about them on one of my weight loss accountability calls, which are great, by the way. Highly recommend joining my weight loss accountability groups. I have a retreat coming up in June. I would love for you to come. You can write shift below to get more details on that. So let's talk about shifting our mindset. Number one, you say no to something, you are saying yes to something else. I repeat, every time you say no to something, you're saying yes to something else. And the best example I can give is alcohol, right? And I think because for me, I have realized all the yeses I'm saying like yes to when I say no to alcohol is like better sleep, better control around food, not necessarily nibbling at all the fried carby and type of things. The better sleep will likely lead to better food choices the next day, better energy the next day. Also, I'm saying yes to hydration, right? Alcohol could be very dehydrating. So dehydrating. Yeah. So like it makes me feel more focused, more level-headed, more positive. So I love drinking alcohol. There's a time and a place for that. And I always, you know, pair it with my electrolytes to help prevent the hangover so I can rebound better in my nutrition the next day. But, you know, every time I'm saying no to it, I realize all the yeses I'm saying to, like the less sugar in my body and all sorts of that, which helps me make the shift. So when it comes to chocolate, when it comes to processed foods this weekend, when it comes to going to the drive-thru and having a choice to either have a burger with a bun or ask them to make it protein style and wrap it in lettuce, when you're saying no to something, like let's say the bun in that situation, you are saying yes to positive health, nutrition, more lettuce in your body, potentially even weight loss from a drive-through experience. Like, you know, you don't necessarily need the blood sugar elevation that might come with eating white bread, right? So like you're saying yes to potentially better energy, potentially better blood sugar stability. And a lot of people think, you know, it's not going to make me as full. Try it. You might find that a lettuce wrap burger makes you just as full. And maybe you're saying yes now to, you know, more wiggle room to enjoy those fries freely and not feel like, okay, now if I have the fries and the bun, I'm really going to slump my energy, right? So I think we always have to, and obviously you could eat a bun and you could still be healthy and I'll always disclose that. But, you know, every time you're saying no to something, you are saying yes to something else, potentially much more powerful and beneficial to you in the long run. So even if you have a sweet tooth, you don't have to cut out all sweets. But if you know that every time you have a sweet, you crave more sweets, then when you pass on a sweet next time, you're actually not saying no to the sweet. You're actually saying yes to having less sugar cravings down the line in your day and potentially yes to more healthy, wholesome, savory foods that are serving you better. So this is a shift that we have to make. Okay. So again, write shift below because my mind and body reset retreats are all about shifting you in a positive experience. And I would love if you could join me. Okay. The next question, the next mindset shift we have to make is, when it comes to the scale, right? A lot of times when people eat really healthy and they only go down on the scale 0.2 or 0.5, or they stay the same, or it even goes up 0.2, people immediately want to say, I don't care. I just give up. What's the point in trying? There's a huge point in trying, especially if you ate healthier that day and you had healthy habits. Celebrate that. Sure, the scale might have not given you the positive reinforcement you were looking for, but even gaining 0.5 is probably better than gaining 3 if had you not made all those healthy choices, which could have been possible for you. So, and even staying the same, well, you know what? Now you're open-minded to looking at what you did yesterday and the potential changes you can make in the future to see greater success, okay? So we have to have a positive mindset and realize it's always worth it. It is always, always worth it, okay, to feed yourself better and your family better, okay? The next mindset shift we need to make is a lot of people are terrified of deprivation, okay? This is something where it's like the number one comment I get on TikTok is, if I deny myself those cravings, or if I don't get myself the bun and I get the lettuce wrap, I'm 100% going to binge later. Or you won't. You know, I think people are like terrified of making a shift because they're so scared of the consequences, but those consequences might not come. And one thing that comes from eating more whole foods and eating more vegetables is, and drinking more water, is we tend to get fuller. And the fuller you are, the more self-control you can have. So I'm a big believer. It's like, it's not restriction, it's guidance, right? So it's not that you're saying no to the desserts, but delay, don't deny. If you want something like a cinnamon bun when you're walking through the mall, that might be a very impulsive decision you're making truly because you went too long without drinking water, too long without eating healthy foods. You don't have another healthy snack like an apple, banana, or cucumbers or baby carrots or almonds like that in your backpack. So you're like really running low, and they purposely place the vents of those buns and desserts and bakeries, they place them out into the traffic zone so that even if you weren't craving it, you have this impulsive urge to eat it. And they put the samples right there and you're tasting it, because the second you have that on an empty stomach, when your blood sugar is low, it's going to immediately kickstart like a dopamine release, a blood sugar spike, all this stuff that's just going to make you crave more of it. So it's not that you are denying yourself of this, but potentially delaying yourself this can be a mindset shift that can change your whole trajectory. And after you drink a huge bottle of your water first, and after you potentially find that healthier, more filling snack with protein and fiber that's actually going to give you the energy you need, then you can go back to that dessert, or you really might feel like you don't need it at all when you just distract yourself with a different arena. So I think people are so scared of changing their ways. And every time you say no to something, you are saying yes to such positive potential in your future. And if you are never going to make those shifts, it's going to be almost impossible for you to get to the goals that you want, to live that healthy, happy lifestyle that you really want to have, because everyone wants to be happier and healthier. I don't want to hear anyone say that they're happy being unhealthy. It's almost impossible. And studies even show that. Okay. So please write shift below. Come on my retreat. We're going to keep shifting your mindset. Okay. All or nothing thinking. Shift you have to make. Just because you didn't meal prep everything doesn't mean you have to order in loads of like fried empanadas and taquitos and french fries and all this stuff. Okay. But it doesn't necessarily mean it. If you don't have food prepared in your fridge, or you don't have the groceries you need, then you need to order out. There are so many other healthy options. There's salad places, there's getting foods that aren't fried that might still be, you know, heavier or more indulgent than your other food, but it's just not fried, right? So there always is that middle ground. It's not all or nothing. All or nothing thinking gets you nowhere. You got to stay in this healthy balance of like, you know what, even though I'm overeating now, I don't need to go for that dessert. That's going to open a whole nother thing for me. And, you know, maybe I just need to drink my water and to kind of leave the room. So I am staying in a positive mindset, and I'm not setting myself up for failure. I'm actually setting myself up for success. So I think we have to be a really big driver in our own mind. If you don't have that, I'm very happy to help you. Obviously, that's my expertise. It's all the shifts I've had to make personally in my life that I'm so happy to help you make. You know, things like, I have to finish that or else it's going to go to waste. Or you could package it up, you could put it in the fridge, and you can maybe enjoy those 4 bites tomorrow, okay? Or maybe sometimes it's better in the waste than on your waste. You know, so you got to constantly take that negative thinking, that self-sabotage thinking, that thinking that's saying, ah, just enjoy, ah, just you have wiggle room, ah, just, you know, like sometimes YOLO, all that stuff. Things that should be positive that have actually turned very negative. And I think we also don't realize how much our mindset is highly manipulated by food company marketing. You know, like there's so much things we're like, oh, I must have that because it makes me feel good. Or the food company has been blasting you with marketing that's been telling you that. And actually, maybe a really delicious salad is going to make you feel good. And all these mindset shifts you have to make. You know, people think if I get a salad, I'm not going to get full. Maybe if there's enough fiber in it, like there's chickpeas in there, or roasted sweet potato or quinoa, and there's a good lean protein like chicken or steak or salmon or tofu, and a really yummy dressing like a delicious peanut dressing or a Thai dressing or an Asian sesame dressing or a carrot ginger dressing, you know, something, you actually might get full. You actually might get really satisfied. You actually might really enjoy yourself. And even at the end, you'll probably not regret it. You know, most people don't finish a delicious, wholesome, healthy meal like that and regret, oh, you know what? I should have gotten the burger and fries, because there's probably someone else at your table who's getting it that you could have a bite of, right? So I think we're very, very, very scared of shifting, but it's the healthiest change you can make. And honestly, sometimes it's not until you shift physically that your mind can shift too. Because if you're a type of person who feels like if you get a lettuce or a burger, you're going to feel deprived or whatever, sometimes they have to mistake your order, actually give you one by accident, see that you like it, to then be like, yeah, I could probably do that all the time. I see that with my clients all the time. It's like they become in this like big set, like I need to eat this for breakfast, I need to eat this for lunch, I need to eat this for dinner, I always have to have this snack. And then they go on a vacation, they get out of their like structure and zone, and all of a sudden they're like, you know what, I don't even think I need that snack in the afternoon I've always been having, because I was actually really fun on my vacation without it, or whatever it is. So like, sometimes you have to make the shift. You have to be open-minded to making the shift before. And I'll say a big mindset shift with that, as like how that goes, is with exercise, right? Like a lot of us think we don't need to exercise. We're plenty fine. We're plenty healthy. We're plenty happy. But then when you actually start exercising regularly and see how happy and better you are with managing your stress, especially around stressful people, which could be like your kids or your coworkers or whatever, you then realize after you skip a few workouts, you're like, oh gosh, I have to go back because that's so much better for me than you know, avoiding it. So you have to be open-minded, okay? We have to be open-minded to more positive habits for more positive results. And we have to shift our mindset from this very unhealthy place that we're in as a society in America to a very healthy one, okay? And I'm so happy to help you. Lexi is saying something that I really want to speak to before I go. Lexi is saying, I don't like how diet culture keeps demonizing processed foods. There's a difference when it's ultra processed versus processed. I want to be very clear. Okay. I'm a busy full-time working mom of three children. I am not anti all processed foods. And I'm a registered dietitian with a master's degree in nutrition. The whole idea of processed foods, and I'm going to elaborate for anyone who's like, oh my God, what's this woman saying? Just listen. The whole purpose of processed foods is convenience, is to make it more convenient for us to eat in our ever evolving, busier world. Okay. But there are four stages of processed foods, and I will continue to make videos to help clarify this. And I'll make a 20-second video or a 30-second video so it's easy and you could send it to friends and you could save it for the future. But there are four stages of processed foods. One is so minimally processed. It's literally taking broccoli and raspberries and strawberries from the field at peak ripeness and freezing them. No added ingredients, just putting them at a colder temperature so they stay fresher, higher in nutrition value for longer. And it can even be less expensive because there's now less sitting, you know, on the shelf that it's going to do, and it's not going to spoil as fast. Okay. So that is a minimally processed food that is so good for us. Keeping frozen broccoli and frozen spinach and frozen raspberries and frozen strawberries in your freezer is incredible for easy, healthy, quick meals. These vegetables are usually pre-blanched and pre-cleaned. It's so easy to just throw it into the oven with oil spray and salt, or to put them in a stir fry, like so easy. Throw them in an air fryer, season them, whatever it is. Minimally processed, stage one of processing, very healthy for you. Can really increase your nutrient intake in a very inexpensive, cost-effective, time-effective way. Then you have stage two and stage three and stage four. By the time you're at stage four, I love that Mark Hyman calls it, it's not even food, we should call it science experiments. These are foods that you would never recognize the ingredients in your own pantry. They have little to zero fiber and protein in them. They're designed so you eat a lot more calories and never feel full, so you can overeat. And studies consistently show that this stage four of ultra-processed foods is highly linked to higher rates of depression, anxiety, certainly obesity, type 2 diabetes, and other chronic diseases. So there is a big wave of that. So you shouldn't hear anyone say that ultra-processed foods are the end-all be-all. I grew up on ultra-processed foods. I'm still here to tell the story, okay? But the example I just gave on my other accountability call was there's popcorn that you could take the kernels, you could put them on the stove with a pan with a little oil and salt and turn it into popcorn. Then you can get a processed, minimally processed bag of popcorn that has those exact same ingredients, popcorn, oil, salt, and that's amazing. That's a minimally processed food. And then you have microwavable popcorn that has 30 ingredients in it. And you're like, what the heck just happened? Okay. Like, why are there 30 ingredients in that? Okay. So that would be, let's say, a more ultra processed foods. So I am not here to demonize processed foods because there are a lot of studies to show that, you know, frozen fruits and vegetables actually have higher nutrient values than not. And making healthy food more convenient is very critical for, you know, culture, especially for people living in food deserts who don't have access to the fresh food, that frozen foods or canned beans is very important for us. But I highly recommend avoiding that stage four ultra processed foods, what Mark Hyman called, you know, science experiments. We should take the food word away from it because it's not good for us. And it's highly correlated to obesity, weight gain, and honestly, just eating so much more without ever feeling full. And the sad, scary thing is that those foods are really so highly marketed to a lower educated, lower socioeconomic population. And it's so unfair to them that they don't have that type of knowledge and understanding. And in that population, you have some of the highest rates of obesity and also the highest rates of nutrient deficiencies. So they are, let's say, have 50 extra pounds on them because they've consumed so many more calories, but because they were so low in vitamin C and calcium and iron and protein and fiber, they're actually showing signs of nutrient deficiencies. Compare that to whole wonderful foods, celery, broccoli, spinach, apples, pears, oranges, and minimally processed foods like cottage cheese and things like that, which is very few ingredients. Like, we definitely need to go into the direction of eating more whole foods because they can definitely lead to us consuming less calories, which has been shown. They could be more satisfying so we don't overeat later on, and they will highly, highly help you in your overall health moving forward. And that's like not to be debated. So no fear mongering here. Everything in moderation. There's time and a place for all things. But I just want to say that because it's a mindset shift we have to make, is that, you know, healthy food is going to help us in the long run. And that shouldn't be disputed. All right. I love you guys so much. Please join me on my upcoming retreat. I would love to see you. Spots are going fast. It's a very small, intimate group, so we could really get to know each other. I want to know your background. I want to know your history. I want to know your lifestyle. I want to understand how to help you best and where your trip ups and obstacles and struggles are so I can help you overcome them so you could see greater success in the future. So please write shift below. I'll include a link to my retreat. I would love for you to join me. I'd love for you to bring a friend. It's so amazing. It's so impactful. And it's just so great. I'd love to see you there. All right. I love you guys so much. Have an amazing weekend.